The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Ah, the great Scottish bard and haggis aficionado Robbie Barnes once said, "Oh, wad some power to gifty deus, to see ourselves as others see us." Our American cousin's notoriety abroad is the stuff of National Lampoon's European Vacation. But to a greater or lesser degree, those mannerisms cross north into Canada as well. With that in mind, here are a few things that we do that the rest of the world will never understand. Smiling at strangers, polite, even maybe flirtatious behavior to us. It's off-putting elsewhere on the planet. Some may actually create some space between themselves and someone offering an unsettling smile. Both Canada and the U.S. are extremely young countries, which probably drives our enthusiastic fascination with ancient historical landmarks. Locals, on the other hand, may see these millennial-old artifacts as part of the scenery and are baffled by our shock and awe. You've seen the t-shirt in Winter Boys. That can prompt a smile or a laugh. Imagine what overseas folks think about North American tourists showing up on their doorstep in all kinds of weather, wearing shorts. It's what many of us do on vacation. Sure, English is the international language of the air, but not everybody speaks it or very little of it. Learning a few words in the local lingo can take you far. When someone asks you where you're from, there's no need to go into the very village, hamlet, or burg you call home. Paint in broad strokes when you're abroad. Universally despised around the world is North America's fashion blindness towards socks and sandals. Pick one or the other if you don't want to be instantly pegged as a comical tourist. The other Griswold dead giveaway is wearing a Hawaiian shirt, normally paired with cargo shorts, a baseball hat, and a large backpack. And socks and sandals, of course. To be fair, it's astounding how many different habits and isms we travel with. Here's a thought for the ride back to the airport. North Americans customarily take the back seat in a taxi, but cabbies abroad usually expect someone to ride shotgun. So next time, hop in the front seat and make a friend. Hey, maybe a smile isn't such a bad idea in that situation. I'm Cal Coat. Turn that frown upside down for the next hour of cool new tracks, like Mdou Mokhtar from Niger. The Tuareg guitarist's new album is called Funeral for Justice, and this is our debut of Chinta from World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah!
bass. Bibio Sound Machine's new album, Pull the Rope, is full of dance floor goodness. That is Fire, our debut for you. Before that, Mdou Mokhtar and Chinta. That album has just been released. It's called Funeral for Justice. Here's something new from Canadian band Cedar Roots. Their Métis singer sings about Indigenous culture in Into the Great Unknown from World Beat Canada Radio. After Echo Deck and Pepper Moth, Andrew McPherson is dropping his third new global music soundtrack, and it's a project called Sonova. Not what you think it is. And it's coming up next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Code. Thanks for keeping the beat of the world alive.
Fuego candela, que tenía vino a cantar, ay Dios.
Venasonic's having some fun with a traditional Venezuelan rhythm called Golpe de Tambor. The artist's real name is Andres Ponce. Here is Balkan Taksim. They have an album out called Disco Telegraph. It's full of Balkan psych from Budapest. Have a listen to Zelina from World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
Most of North America was witness to a cosmic event that hasn't been seen in decades. It was a solar corona ejection mixed with the aurora borealis, and it blanketed most of the North American continent. And the display was amazing. Speaking of Northern Lights, Elisipi Isaac is an Inuk singer from the north of Quebec, and she released a new album called Inuktitut. As we get into our touch of the familiar, it's Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time by Elisipi in the language of Inuktitut from World Beat Canada Radio.
Zapatine, I'll give you the free.
Something new from Didgeridoo. It is a song for Mother Earth. Gaia is straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Cal Coat.
Bye.
Electro-Caribbean music. That is the duo of Luis Alfredo del Valle and Raquel Berrios. Together, they are Buscabula. And what we heard was NTE from the album Regressa. Before that, Didgeridoo is an Italian DJ. He has a new EP. What we heard was Gaia, and that's on Nicodemus's Turntables on the Hudson label. More music from that region comes from Catania in Sicily. It's Galathea with Divinte featuring Kadi Koulibaly on World Beat Canada Radio.
réaliser tes rêves.
Keep it locked on the best music from around the globe as we round out the hour with some great new tracks. My name is Cal Cote. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Freedom from convention.
and restriction.
Free, free. Free to roam far and wide the way nature intended. Welcome to Free Range Radio. Radio. From World Beat Canada.
That is Malian artist Adama Yalamba, and he plays something called an endan, which is a six-string harp from Mali, and apparently it's one of the oldest instruments on the African continent. That was Baba. We also heard from Bayuka from Galicia with Hema, a vocal group, and Adelia. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Find us on the Facebook. We have players and playlists up there. Also, you'll find us at Podbean, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And thanks to our subscribing stations who are getting the word out over the airwaves. We appreciate you very much, as we do you for listening. Make sure you share this program and rate and review us if you would. We'll go out on something new from Quebec City surfers, the Babaloonies, and Sitting on the Line. But our last word we'll give to clergyman William Sloan Coffin, who said, "The world is too dangerous for anything but truth, and too small for anything but love."
Communications.